The U.S. Department of Agriculture presents Strike Force for Rural Growth and Opportunity, providing assistance to help grow American agriculture and increase opportunity for rural communities.
Rural Americans face many unique challenges. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service has developed a program to partner with rural communities and regions around the country on projects they support to promote economic growth. This radio program is part of a collaborative effort of the South Central RC&D, NARC in D.C., and the USDA NRCS that complements the Strike Force initiative to raise awareness of the different USDA programs and assistance available to underserved producers.
Hi, this is Janine Woodward. I'm giving you an interview today from White River, South Dakota. I am a member of the South Central RC&D Council, which serves five counties within our South Dakota area. We serve Tripp, Todd, Mallette, and Jones, with our headquarters being in Jones County. At the present time, I'm the chairman of the board. We are a division of the NRCS, but we are much more diverse than just resource and conservation. We work with community development. We've been involved in projects by Fire Hall at Parmalee, which we are just getting finished up. We are available through our coordinator, Jewel Bork, at Myrtle, at the RC&D office, or any of our board members that reside in any of the four counties, and we do have three from each county. We feel that even though we haven't been worked into the budget in the last few years through the Ag Department, we've done very well with maintaining our local sponsorships and finding grant money and doing quite a number of projects. We just finished one at Jones County also, the park walk, their fitness trail that they have. And that's been very successful and very appreciated by the community. We'd like to encourage anyone who is interested in any kind of a community project, whether it be community development or conservation, to get in touch with our office. We're listed in Jones County at a 605-669-2222 number. We also are part of the state RC&D Council, and they do have a website, and then we have a connection to our local website. So we're available.
Hi, I'm Robin Salverson. I am an SDSU Extension cow-calf field specialist. I focus my efforts within the areas of women and ag here in South Dakota, and one of those programs is Annie's Project. I had the opportunity to work with the South Central RC&D to host an Annie's Project in White River, South Dakota. We had over 22 women involved in Annie's Project there in White River across the South Central region of the state. Annie's Project is a program that focuses on the five areas of risk management for women involved in agriculture. So that includes production risks, financial, marketing risks, human resource, and also legal risks. And so during a six-week course with the women, we focus on those five areas of risk management and also creating an environment for them to network and to learn. So Annie's Project is actually a national program. It was started by a lady by the name of Ruth Hamilton in Illinois. And since then, it has spread across, I believe, over 32 states in the United States. Here in South Dakota, Annie's Project started in 2007 with two sites and has since then expanded to over 36 sites that we've worked with women at, including White River. And so it's been exciting to be a co-coordinator of Annie's Project here in South Dakota because it really is a very rewarding program for myself professionally, but also personally. Annie's Project has really provided me personally with good experience also. Annie's Project, a little bit more about White River. Like I said, we had 22 women at the White River site for Annie's Project. We met in 2013 and had the great opportunity to continue networking with those women in White River after our initial 6 weeks. So it was very exciting. Those women down in White River, in the White River area, again, we had women all the way from Martin to White River over toward the Winter area and up toward Kadoka, so we had a large area. And those women were very welcoming to us, very inviting, very energetic and passionate about agriculture. And we would have not been able to accomplish having Annie's project down in White River without the help of the RC&D. We were very fortunate to have that partner and to be working with them and have their both their financial and also their just support to help us publicize and promote the program. So it would not have been as successful without them, and we thank them for their support. Like I said, we've continued working with the women down in that area, which I think is a huge success. It shows that women are a viable part of the ranch, and also they want to continue learning and networking because they know how valuable they are. Just on a personal note, when working with the White River Group, for me, they were a group that I could share the most, personal information with. Our last session, or one of our last sessions with the White River Annie's Project Group, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I just felt that the women were so welcoming and inviting and caring that I shared that with them that night. And since then, I've received several emails and communications checking to see how I'm doing and how everything has been going. And it just shows that Annie's Project really creates a safe harbor for us as women to share, to learn, and to network. So I just encourage anyone that can be participating in Annie's Project anywhere in South Dakota or even nationwide, I encourage you to do that. Annie's Project actually has a national website. You can just Google Annie's Project. Here in the state of South Dakota, you can contact myself, Robin Salverson, at 605-374-4177 to learn more about Annie's Project and to see where we're hosting them in the state. But again, thank you to the South Central RC&D for all their support to be able to host the Annie's Project in White River.
This is Tim Potts, USDA Rural Development Area Director from Western South Dakota. When Strike Force first came out, we were looking for an opportunity, and that actually took us to the Red Cloud Indian School on the Pine Ridge Reservation, where we were able to partner with other federal agencies, the school, and some of their donors and our loan and grant programs to make a big impact. Four projects that come to mind would be the library renovation and equipment for the students. We did some health and safety issues where we fixed their failing lagoon. We also was able to help with their recruiting of teachers. They needed a place for them to stay, so we were able to partner with the governor's house and provide some teacher housing. Transportation was also a major issue to get their kids to school on time, and we were able to help with some bus replacements. Those are just a few of the things that we have done and accomplished together, working with our federal partners, the school, their donors, and making a difference with rural development and the Red Cloud Indian School.
We'll have more about Strike Force and its impact on the agriculture community in South Dakota after this message from the South Central RC&D. The purpose of the South Central Resource Conservation and Development Council is to address the needs and opportunities of the South Central RC&D area. Our mission is to provide technical assistance to facilitate working together for the viability of the area. Our vision is for the area to be viable through the wise use of natural and human resources. The South Central RC&D serves the counties of Jones, Millette, Todd, and Tripp. Within the boundaries of Todd County lies the Rosebud Sioux Tribe Indian Reservation. Tribal lands are also located within Tripp and Millette counties. South Central RC&D offers three types of assistance: technical, financial, and grant process facilitation. We handle projects pertaining to land conservation, water management, community development, and land management. We received our nonprofit corporate status from the South Dakota Secretary of State in November 1992. For more information and to get involved, please contact Program Assistant Jewel Bork at 605-669-2222 or by email southcentralrcd@goldenwest.net. Now, back to more perspectives on Strikeforce with the South Central RC&D.
I am Jewel Bork. I'm the program manager for South Central RC&D in Central South Dakota. We serve the counties of Jones, Millette, Todd, and Tripp. And within this area lies the Rosebud Sioux Tribe Indian Reservation. Our main industry in our four counties is ag, and so a lot of our projects involve agriculture. Last year, South Central RC&D had 45 sponsors to our council, and they come from 10 different categories, including counties, municipalities, conservation districts, individuals, school districts, volunteer fire departments, emergency care councils, businesses, utility company, and several nonprofit organizations. The mission of the South Central RC&D is to provide technical assistance and personal representation of our four counties. Our projects fall into four different areas: land conservation, land management, water management, and community development. South Central RC&D believes in partnerships and has worked with several different entities over the years. Rural Development has been a major partner with several of our projects in the Strikeforce area. Some of them include educational workshops like Ranching for Profit, the Farm and the Farm Ranch Management course, and these two courses there, projects, provide the producers in our area valuable tools to improve the profitability in their farm and ranch operations. South Central has a 501c3 status, and so we are the financial management agent for several small organizations, nonprofit organizations in the counties that we serve. Currently, South Central is partnering with the Turner Youth Group and to put in a living learning center. We're working with the Conservation District to put in rain gardens, trees, butterfly gardens, and just different learning stations along this nature trail. So that is a project that we're getting involved with right now. We also work with the farmers market in our area, and we are assisting another small library group with a summer reading program. We have written some grants to assist them with the funding to purchase materials for this reading program in the Strikeforce area. We're also working with a group in Parmalee, South Dakota. We're trying to renovate their old baseball field so that the youth in this Strikeforce area has a place to go and they have an activity, and we're trying to develop their youth center there so that they have a place to go for recreation, for learning, and trying to develop some educational programs there. We're working with Rural Development into seeing how South Central can work with them with their energy programs. And we're working with the Small Business Center to possibly get a few businesses started on in the Strikeforce area. And, of course, we are our annual Ranchers Workshop. It'll be the 37th annual Ranchers Workshop this year. So if you'd like to get involved or would like to see if South Central can help you with a project, you can give the office a call in Myrtle at 605-669-2222, leave a message and I will return your phone call, or you can email me at southcentralrcd@goldenwest.net.
The USDA NRCS is committed not only to improving access to programs, but also to making USDA programs work better while enhancing the viability and profitability of small farms and ranches, beginning farmers, and socially disadvantaged farmers, as well as promoting and assisting in the development of sustainable rural communities. Get involved with Strikeforce. You can learn more about the Strikeforce initiative by visiting usda.gov/strikeforce. Or you can contact your local Resource Conservation and Development Council.